Blog Talk Radio. Good morning. Good morning. I believe we're having some technical difficulties this morning, or maybe it's just me. Welcome to Tell Them Ministries on the radio. Today is February the 9th, 2019, and this is the day the Lord has made. If I could get someone to let me know if you are hearing me, please press 1 to let me know I am coming, that you are able to hear me. I'm not sure exactly what's going on. If you could just press 1 and let me know that I've got you.
You got me.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So you are hearing me. I'm not sure what I've been doing this morning. Thank you so much, Brother Tally. Okay. I just needed to make sure I was coming through. Thank you. Again, good morning, everyone. I do apologize for the technical difficulty. More likely, it is a user malfunction more so than a system malfunction. Forgive me. Today, we're going to continue and possibly conclude teaching on fasting and praying. I know a lot of people during this time of the season, as we're heading towards Resurrection Sunday, and we're looking at Lent and all the different things at the beginning of the year where people are fasting and praying and doing a lot of different things to reconnect and to connect closer to the Heavenly Father. I give him praise this morning for all of you that have called in. Again, I do apologize for the technical difficulty. Let us open up in prayer. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you for this day. We thank you for the clarity that you are opening us up to. We thank you for the opportunity to learn and to draw closer to you. Heavenly Father, we honor you and we bless your holy name. I pray this morning, Lord God, that your word will deliver revelation to us, wisdom and understanding in the matchless name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Just to do a recap this morning, we started out with 2 Chronicles in talking about if my people who are called by my name would turn from their wicked ways, humble themselves, and pray, I will hear from heaven and heal the land. And we went straight into the following week, Isaiah 58, in referencing God's chosen fast for his people. We talked about last week also the benefits of fasting spiritually, physically, emotionally, mentally. There's so many benefits that come from fasting. Not only are you going to receive healing and deliverance in your body, but God will open up your understanding and to you, for you to receive what it is you need from him. I was taught years ago that a fast, when you commit to a fast, it is as a contract between you and God. You're saying, God, I'm willing to afflict my soul in order for you to do these things for me. It's a twofold. It's a commitment to one another. We know God is going to do what he said he's going to do. But as the topic leads off as, how bad do you want it, and are you willing to do what it takes to get what you want from God? I do know there are a lot of people who do not agree with fasting. I know there are a lot of people who make excuses on why they shouldn't fast or why they don't fast. But how many of you know that the Word of God is true? These are things that the world and some even in the body go against, teach against. They don't believe it is necessary. Well, I do. I believe God's word is true from Genesis to Revelation. I believe every word on the page. And if God says that we should come to here with fasting and praying, making our petitions known, I think that is something that we should all strive to do. Your gifts will be sharpened. Your understanding will be sharpened. Your whole world will change because this is a personal thing between you and God. It is a relationship. We talk about relationships and religion. Religion may say, no, you don't need to fast, but when you're in a relationship with someone, you're going to go above and beyond to make sure that that relationship works. You're going to put in the work. You're going to do what you need to do to make sure that that relationship stays strong. You're going to do what you need to do that everybody in the relationship is happy and have met the criteria of what you say your standard is. This is one of the standards that God has put in place, is that we fast and pray. You see throughout the Bible that we're constantly seeing different prophets, different leaders that are surrendering and submitting themselves to fasting. Why? Because they know if I afflict my soul, if I do what I need to do, I show God I am serious about this. I am committed to this. He will do just what he said. Now, we have to be mindful that 9 times out of 10, it is already done. The word says that we are just waiting for the manifestation of God's promises because he's already done everything that he needs to do pertaining to life, pertaining to our lives. It's already done. When we fast, when we pray, we are committing to receiving the manifestation of what God said. So if you're in the midst of trouble, if you've got some hard decisions to make, if you're looking at sickness and disease in the family, in your body, turn your plate down. Surrender yourself unto the Lord for a time of fasting and praying, and the manifestation will come forth. Now, we have to be mindful. A lot of people are looking at fasting as a way to lose weight. That's the world's fast. When I'm talking about the godly fast, the fast where you turn it down, you surrender, you submit, you sacrifice, you give up to receive from God. You're not just using it as a fast to lose a couple of pounds or just to get some things in balance again according to the world. When you're fasting, you send your system into a place where you are able to hear from God. Now, when you're fasting, you must spend time in prayer. You must spend time reading your word. You must spend time in the face of the Lord. You must take a posture of prayer. He tells us in the New Testament, this kind come out except by fasting and praying. Some things in our lives are not going to be broken. They're not going to be uprooted. They're not going to change until we take the initiative to sacrifice and turn down our plate, until we surrender ourselves unto the Lord to receive what he has for us. We know that sometimes all we need to do is to be obedient. We operate with so much disobedience. We compromise the word. We will compromise the fast. We will compromise our walk. But we have to be mindful when it comes to fasting and praying, and when it comes to your relationship with God. This is not a time for compromise. We must be more diligent about our relationship, more committed in our relationship to the Father. We have to be mindful that God is God, and He will do just what He said. He will manifest the promises, but we've got to do our part. We've got to surrender. We have to submit. I hear it so much. Well, I can't fast. I'm on medication. I can't fast because of the hours I work. I can't fast because of this. I can't fast because of that. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. I can say that because when you are in a relationship with the Father, not religion, not just constantly making your petitions known to Him, not just going to Him with a honey-do list, but when you're going to Him with true sincerity, when you're going to Him seeking Him for the answers, seeking the Holy Spirit directing your path, God will give you the solution that you need to the question. Father, I work these hours. Father, I'm on this medication. I'm on this. I'm on this. You're doing this. You're doing this. How can I surrender myself unto fasting? Father, give me a strategy in order for me to fast that you might get the glory out of it. So many times we can go through our day and you might skip lunch, you might skip breakfast, or you might even skip dinner, but you're on medication. So if you can skip a meal knowing you're on medication and you don't even think about it, you forget to eat or what have you, why can't you decide to make a decision to say, today I'm fasting my lunch. I'm going to spend that time in prayer. I'm going to spend that time in reading the Word. You may have to start with those baby steps before you can commit to 6 hours or before you can commit to 4 hours. Whatever time that you are able to fast and commit to the Lord, He will honor that. I know so many have to start with baby steps and work their way up to a 3-day fast, a 21-day fast, and I'm saying fasting with no food, only liquids or water. I do know there are some other fasts that are listed and a lot of people follow, whether it's no meat for 3 days, no dessert, no sugar, those things that we may not really need to eat anyway. But with that being said, we all can fast. We all can do something. We can all do something to gain a deeper relationship, a deeper walk with the Father. We are in times where we're seeing so much in the government. We're seeing so much in our churches. We're seeing so much in the community and even in our own homes. How bad do we want these things to change? Or are we just willing to continue to go along to get along? We don't want to make any waves. We don't want to do this to disrupt anything. Fasting is a private thing. The world does not need to know that you're fasting. Your neighbor doesn't need to know that you're fasting. Your coworkers don't need to know it. But so many times we want to do that to say, hey, look at me, I'm fasting, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. No. No, that's not good. Because that's just like a married couple sharing those things between their spouse with the world. That's just like that best girlfriend or that good buddy. You shared your most innermost thoughts with them, and then they go and talk about it. Everybody doesn't need to know. Now, if you are in a corporate fast, everyone should be fasting. Yes, everybody's going to know that. But when you enter your private time of fasting, God even told them, go into your secret closet and pray. Seek his face, and he would reward you openly. So when you add fasting to going into your secret closet and him rewarding you openly, you don't have to tell anybody anything. Now, you have to be mindful also that temptation is going to come to cause you to break your fast. Stress is going to come. Something is going to come out of nowhere to try to get you to break your fast. It's going to happen. I'm just going to tell you now. It's not going to be easy. But you can get through it. You can make it. Just commit to it. We can walk this thing out. We can walk our way through the word. We can walk our way through this when we hold on to God, when we seek his face. We call on the name of Jesus and ask the Holy Spirit to guide us. We can do it. As I said before, if there's someone who would like to share, give a comment on fasting, what your experiences have been, something that may be able to encourage our other callers to take another look at fasting and praying, please press 1 and I can bring you on. I would love to hear from my listening audience, and welcome to those who have just joined us. God bless you, and thank you for joining Tell Them Ministries on the radio. Now, when we look at fasting, we have to also be mindful of what we can expect. You can expect God to manifest his word. You can expect God's blessings to manifest. He told us in the scriptures that healing will break forth. Strategies will be given. The sick will be healed. Your morning, your light will break through as the morning. You will be as a watered garden. Those are benefits I want to be able to receive. You'll be able to help someone else. You will be blessed in order to be a blessing. You will be a restorer of the breach. You will raise up the foundation for many generations. You will be a repairer. You will be able to do things that you did not know you were able to do. And you'll be like, wow. And you start seeing the results of the fasting. You'll start seeing different things manifest. It'll put you in a whole different mindset. Now, yes, there are some times when you can go on a fast and you're like, I'm fasting, I'm praying, I'm fasting, I'm praying, and it seems like nothing is happening. Nothing is breaking. Nothing is changing. Well, we know God is a perfect God. He changed not. We know God answers prayer. So when those times come up and say, something is not right, this is not breaking. Yes, you may need to do this more than one time. But check yourself. What am I doing that may cause my fast not to be effective? Is it the way you're thinking? Is it what you're saying? Could it be something that you're doing? Could it be your motive that you're not receiving the manifestation? These are things that we have to look at, because it's time for us to stop just doing things as the world would do it, to do it, excuse me, as somebody else would do it. Your walk with God is your walk. It is not your parents' walk. It is not your sister's walk. It's not even your pastor's walk. Your walk is yours. It belongs to you. There's no need for us to blame people in our circle, in our world, in our life for our failures. When it comes to the things of God, we have to look at ourselves. Yes, people, places, and things can cause hindrances. Yes, there can be temptations. But as they say, get your mind right. This is about you and God and what you may want from God, what you may want manifest, what you may want to receive. We see throughout the scriptures that people fasted for their children. They fasted for their tribe, their community. The longest fast in the record is 40 days. Jesus and Moses did 40-day fast. Those are the longest on record. But we can't even fast for an hour. When Esther's people were facing total destruction by Haman, she called for a 3-day fast for her people. She was able to go before the king. And even with that, if you weren't summoned by the king, you go before him, you could be killed. Your life would be lost. But she believed and had been taught. Before she did that, she called a 3-day fast from her uncle Mordecai, her cousin Mordecai, to tell everybody to fast, and me and my servants, we're going to fast too. Everybody going to fast. The whole house going to fast. That after 3 days, God will give me instructions to be able to go before the king to save my people. She wasn't just thinking about her life. She even said, if I perish, then I perish. If he gonna kill me, he gonna kill me. But I'm going before him to do what needs to be done. How many of us are willing to go to that extreme to receive from God? How many of us are willing to go the distance? You praying, you studying, you're going to church, you're on the choir, you're on the pulpit, you're at the door, you're doing the works. Looking like a real good, happy Christian, a real good, happy churchgoer. But you have no anointing, you have no power, you have no authority, you have drama in your life, you have confusion all around you. You have religion, but you don't have relationship. I want a relationship with God. I want my relationship with God to be so intact and so secure, water can't even creep through it, that it will stand the test of time, that I can receive all that God has for me and I can do just what he has ordained for me to do in the earth. The decision is ours as to what we're going to do. This decision for us to go forth and do what God has called us to do is ours. God is a gentleman. The Holy Spirit is gentle. I believe that all of us have received that urging or that nudging, well, you got some tough decisions to make. Go on a fast. Hear from God. We can get the answers from the Word. We may even get an answer from a mentor or a friend. We may even get an answer or something from a song. God speaks in so many different ways. But I just love it knowing that I am in a committed relationship with God and He speaks to me directly. I receive the benefits of being in that relationship. Again, if there's anyone who would like to make a comment or add to what I have said, please press 1. I can bring you live. For those that have just joined in, I thank you for joining in to hear a word from Tell Them Ministries. I would love to hear your thoughts. I would love to hear if there's something that you feel like I've overlooked that we can expound on. Please press 1 and I can bring you live. You know, we can go on and on about fasting. There's so many intricate details about fasting, the different kinds of fast, the manifestations of fasting, what you hear when you're fasting, the Holy Spirit coming upon you when you fast. I think that we're all on this line are really willing to do what it takes to hear from God, to receive the strategies from God, to be better citizens in the kingdom of God. As I said last week, we have so many people, and maybe they have good intentions, and that's not for me to judge here at this particular time. But we have many people who want to do so many mighty things, they say, for God, but their motives are wrong. They're doing it with the wrong intent. God sees that. People around them see that. What are you doing this for? Why are you afflicting your soul? Are you doing it? I'm going to fast for a new car. I'm going to fast for some new clothes, a new wardrobe. I'm going to fast for a house. I'm going to fast so God could send me my husband or wife. I'm going to fast, 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 fast. Is that all you see God as? Is that just what you see Him as? As someone to just go to and say, gimme, 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 gimme. Or do we go to Him saying, God, I want more of You. I want more of You. We cannot go out into the world expecting to speak prophetically, operate apostolically, lay hands on the sick, pray the walls down, operate and be led by His Spirit if we have not spent time with Him in prayer. So before we go out to pray for others, we must be in prayer in private. So before you can have a public ministry, you need to have a private ministry, and that can be fasting and praying. That's between you and God. I thank God for that. Good morning. Thank you for calling in.
Good morning, Apostle. God bless you.
God bless you.
Hey, I just want to share this morning as you were speaking. The Word of God tells us when Paul began to petition the Lord about the thorn in his side, the Lord told him two things. He said that his grace was sufficient and that his strength is made perfect in our weakness. I believe that when we commit to weakening ourselves as it pertains to the natural body through the fast, then God's will and his strength is indeed manifested in our lives. Personal experiences with me when I just simply did not know which way to turn. I listened to everything you said. I'm in agreement with everything that you said. Your fast does not have to be predicated upon how everybody else fasts. I love that you instructed the people to seek the face of God on how he would have you to fast. God may just have you to fast. You know, a fast, first of all, we need to understand that when you're fasting, it's a true sacrifice. You're sacrificing your flesh. You're sacrificing yourself. You're sacrificing your desires. I love to eat. Everybody that knows me know I love to eat. When I'm in dire need of something from God, I need instruction. And the primary thing that I go to the Lord for, in fast, I go before the Lord seeking his direction. Not like you were saying a minute ago, I'm going to fast so the Lord will give me a car, a husband, a dog, or whatever the case may be. No, I need information from you, Lord. I'm dealing with something that I do not personally know how to handle. So I'm going to go into prayer and fasting because oftentimes there's a great opposition coming up against your heart's desire. One of the things that many people desire is they desire for the Acts 2:17 and 18 experience in their life. But in order for us to experience the pouring out of God's Spirit, the manifestation of the people knowing that God's Spirit has been poured out upon us, we got to sacrifice some stuff. And our sacrifice, I love it, everything that you said, you were talking about. No one needs to know that you're fasting. You don't need to broadcast that you're fasting. The same thing that was told to us by Jesus over in Matthew 6 when he said, hey, when you deform your face like the hypocrites, comb your hair, wash your face, look like the joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, I know that there was something really major going on in my life. And I had prayed and I had prayed. One morning the Lord told me to wake up and fast. And I fasted exactly what the Lord told me to fast for as long as he told me to fast. And by the time I went to sleep that night, using the word that you used, strategy, God gave me step-by-step instructions on how to get to what he had already ordained for me. And I followed those instructions, and it came to pass. So, you know, I just wanted to let you know that you're 100% correct in all that you're saying. I want to let the people know that you're hearing the apostle tell you these things, and the Bible declares that out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let it be established. I'm witnessing with her that she's telling it exactly the way it is. Amen in the name of Jesus Christ. So I just want to share that with the people today that don't be afraid of your fast. Don't be afraid to go before the Lord and ask him. You know, you don't need to fast. And can I say this? Be led by the Spirit of God in all that you do.
Amen.
Especially in your fasting. There have been calls from churches that I was attending where the shepherd called for a corporate fast, and the Lord told me not to participate in that. Does it seem like I'm rebelling against God? Am I rebelling against my leader? Well, I would much rather hear from God and have God to tell me no than for me to participate in something because everybody else participating in it. So oftentimes we do things because we don't want people to say anything or we don't want people to look at us a certain way where they're not participating or what's wrong with them. But you must be led by the Spirit of God. The fast that's being called corporately may not be the fast that's going to bring you your breakthrough. your miracle. God may have you to fast at a different time in a totally different way to get you where he wants you to be. So I just want to share that. God bless everybody. Amen. And I believe that in this season we are indeed going to see Acts 2:17-19 manifested even the more in the earth. But we have got to learn to submit more. We've got to learn to surrender more, and we've got to learn to sacrifice more. God bless you, my
friend. Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Mills, for your sharing. I appreciate you. God bless you. Thank you so much. As we're getting ready to wrap up, I just want to make a couple of announcements. We've got Unmasking the Pain. We've got Hear Me Roar. Mechanicsville, Maryland, coming up on February the 23rd with the great apostle Valerie Burrell. Go on Facebook. You can find information about Hear Me Roar, Maryland. There is a movement going on for Hear Me Roar. It's time for the women of God, the people of God, to roar. Hallelujah. We also have coming up the 2nd of March, Unmasking the Pain, Crewe, Virginia. In order for us to get those things that God has for us, how many of you know sometimes our past will hinder us and we walk around with our pain mask? It's time for the people of God to be healed, delivered, and set free. We need to get rid of those things that are hindering us. I ask that you keep each other lifted up in prayer. I thank you that you joined us this morning for Tell the Ministries on the radio. If you have prayer requests, there is a circle of intercessors, no-nonsense intercessors, that will truly go before the Lord. You can inbox me on Facebook, Gloria Hawkins at Facebook, Tell Them Ministries on Facebook, or you can go to my website, tellthemministries.com. Leave your comments or your prayer requests there, as well as finding upcoming events. I thank each of you who called in this morning. I pray God's blessings upon your life. I pray for traveling mercy for each of you, that you go forth and do what God has called you to do. Let there be no hindrances. Remove the roadblocks. Receive the strategies from the Almighty Father. For each and every caller that did not consider it robbery to call in this morning, I pray God pours into you, into your life, that the blessings of the Lord will overflow. Know that your gifts will make room for you. Know that God is going to do and manifest just what he said. And know that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. I solicit your prayers this morning as I am traveling this morning to minister in Keysville, Virginia, for a empowering women's conference. I ask again for traveling mercy, and that God will manifest and do just what he said. God bless you. I love you, and be about the Father's business. Meet you next Saturday at 8 a.m. for Tell Them Ministries on the radio. God bless each of you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.